This is Paul McGann.
The Eighth Doctor, you're listening to Gallifrey Public Radio. Go and throw yourself under a bus.
I didn't mean to say that. He told me to say that.
I'm Chris from Nerd Alert News, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Gallifrey Public Radio, a podcast dedicated to positive enjoyment of everything in the Doctor Who spectrum. Join us each week for discussions ranging from Hartnell to Whitaker and beyond. Your GPR hosts are Jay Witten.
Safety measures are for chumps who don't know what they're doing.
Keir Hansen.
Oh, hold on. I saw it on my mixer. I turned up the suck. Hold on.
And Haley Malley.
I feel like I might need to carb up for next week's episode.
Oh, and
spoilers.
We do discuss recent news, episodes that have already aired in their home territories, and the occasional interesting rumor. But don't worry, if we look too far into the future, we'll give you a fair warning.
Welcome to episode 300 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where, as the number implies, we've had a lot to say about Doctor Who, its legacy, and its fandom over the past 6 years. We'll revise that. A lot to say, rather we've said a lot. Those are two very different things. I'm Haley.
I'm Keir.
And I'm Jay. And this week we take a glance in the TARDIS rearview mirror. Let's just say that it has one for the sake of the analogy. And realize that many years and many conventions have ensued from a shared love of a quirky, sometimes odd, sometimes touching, sometimes maddening British science fiction show. We've seen so much rise and fall over the small segment of time in the legacy of Doctor Who, and have been honored and privileged to be able to talk about it at length with all of you.
Emphasis on length, yeah. It has been a fascinating journey thus far. And, you know, obviously the momentum is still going because the program has so much momentum, and there's plenty on the horizon to talk about. But looking back a little bit, what would the two of you say, what would you say would be the your proudest accomplishment or moment or gain from the work we've been doing on GPR over the course of the past 300, well, I will say the past 299 episodes. This one might not be proud.
Oh, geez. You know, for me, it always comes back to encountering the listeners. Mm-hmm. Every time that I come across someone at a convention or just randomly out in the wild, which has happened, oddly enough, it's just such a great thing, because at that moment, you realize that we're just two fans sitting there talking about, and you know, I've had people come up and say, like, I know you talk about it all the time. I don't want to bother you with Doctor Who. And I'm like, no, bother me about it. That's the whole reason I do this.
Yeah. Haley, how do you feel about it?
I think I'm proud of how consistent we've been. Like, that might not sound like much to people, but once you've done a few podcasts, like, a consistent release schedule is something to be proud of.
Very true.
We don't promise a good podcast every week, but we promise a podcast.
Your quality may vary, but damned if there isn't going to be something on your plate every single week. Yeah, I got to say, I probably straddle both of those sentiments. It's the opportunities to meet with listeners and fellow podcasters and things is always great, because it is essentially just the needle back down on the record of what we're here for. You know, we're here to discuss this program because there's so much to it, and it has such a length and breadth of different nuances that we can discuss, which is why we've been able to do it for as long as we have. And having that conversation with anyone, whether it's in a convention setting or somebody who you get to know through, you know, overlapping circles, and they happen to say, oh, okay, no, I'm familiar with your podcast. Great. Yeah, no, I remember you guys did an episode about such and such and such. And there you go. The conversation, you know, the needle drops one more time, and you just pick up right where you left off, as if that person were part of our, you know, conversational trio. And they're right in the studio with us. We're just continuing the episode, so to speak. Yeah. That feels really natural. It feels really warm. But I would say that personally, my proudest moment is the fact that I know that we've inspired a number of other people to start getting into podcasting. Some things about the Doctor Who scope, and some people that have decided they've wanted to sort of take the format or take the structure and say, well, I want to map this to this other thing that I'm really passionate about. And that's always really rewarding too, because this is, you know, I think it's safe to say, Jay, we sort of built this out of inspiration from other fan casts that we had been really big on years back.
Oh, yeah.
And that sort of compounding or that ripple effect is always great to see, because it's not a matter of passing the torch or anything of that sort, because we're not going anywhere. But
right.
it is great to see that other people share that same degree of enthusiasm about whatever it is, and now they want to go one step further and share that conversation with even more.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the great thing, is that you run into to Whovians of all of all colors and creeds and whatever it is. Everyone has their own opinion, and the vast majority of us really want to hear it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, how many times have you run into someone, they're like, you know, I really don't like that episode that you talk. It's like, well, why is that? What can we do? And you engage in that conversation, and it's such a great thing that you don't get in a lot of other fandoms, Star Wars. But it is just, it's always a great thing to encounter other Whovians and just start talking about this passion that we have for this show.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things we've also been very fortunate about, and more so of late, I would say, within about the past year, maybe about the past 50 or so episodes, being mm-hmm. weekly, it tends to map out pretty nicely that way.
Yeah.
But we've been able to have a number of guests join us. Some from sort of within the professional circle, some within the podcasting spectrum, and some that are just they're listeners who really wanted to be a part of the conversation and had some great opinions and things to add to the discussion.
Right.
So, here's one in particular.
This is Don Cleese calling to salute Gallifrey Public Radio on this milestone. Your willingness to discuss everything from the ridiculous to the sublime is a worthy tribute to Doctor Who. It's been a privilege to participate in some of your recordings, and always a pleasure to listen. On behalf of my Whovian family, congratulations on 300 episodes, and here's to 300 more.
Thank you very much to Don and the entire Cleese family.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
They're some of the most devout Whovian bloodline I think you could ever hope to meet. So that brings up, because we've been able to have so many guests and be able to have these conversations that range everything from what's currently airing to going back to our classic rewatches and everything in between, discussing the conventions themselves on a sort of a meta level, and so on. We've seen a lot of changes within the Whovian landscape just in the 6 years that we've been recording this particular cast. What would you consider to be the biggest or the most sweeping change, either abrupt or gradual, that you've seen develop over our tenure thus far?
You know, the easy thing to point at would be casting Jodie as the new Doctor. I mean, it's the most obvious in your face kind of change that we've, but I think that it would probably be the scale that the show has reached globally that I think is the biggest thing.
Okay.
You know, we started this podcast just before series 7, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, at that point it was reaching, I'd say, you know, peak popularity in the US. It was, you know, a really big thing because it was actually coming out on time and or at the same time and stuff over here. And it has just turned into this global phenomenon where even people who have never seen the show know about it. Mm. No, and they know a little bit. Whereas before it was, yeah, you know, very obscure. Like it was rare that you would come across someone and be like, oh yeah, no, I watched that when I was a kid or something like that. But now it's so ubiquitous that, you know, anyone that has any kind of geekiness in their system at all knows a little bit about Doctor Who.
Okay. Yeah. Haley, where would you chime in on that?
I would say, maybe not tone, kind of the nature of the show. When you look at the first few series with Eccleston and Tennant, it was kind of corny. a little hokey at times. And then when you got into the Matt Smith era, it became a much more serious drama kind of show in a lot of ways. And I think that was a very sharp change in what the show was.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can understand that, or at least taking more opportunities to say, you know what, we're gonna really slow the pace down and have a very kind of reflective moment here. We're gonna hold these dramatic sequences for a little longer because we have a point that we really want to drive home. Maybe that does move a little bit away. RTD did want to kind of keep it, you know, light and peppy as often as he could. He would have his moments where, you know, right. Okay, I'm going for the gut here, but maybe that wasn't going to be the dominant emotion for the entire story. It may be maybe moments within the full, you know, palette of what he did in his stories. I get that. I would probably say what I've perceived as one of the biggest changes just in the 6 years or so that we've been doing this is the strength of the fans to really wear it and own it and crow about it. The unabashed nature of the fan enthusiasm. I like to, you know, I don't like to dwell on anything having to do with negativity, you know, the negative sides of fandom, and it's going to happen within all, you know, all universes and all content, but because there's always going to be, you know, that element somewhere. But as far as those people who have said, all right, I'm coming into my moment, you know, I have a program that's really, that I loved already, that is now really starting to reflect me or starting to give me a voice, or I see things that I really want to see in the narrative, so my love for it and my desire to tell the world that I'm a really big fan of it and through it is amplified, and now you can see people that are, you know, it's like cosplay taking to the streets kind of a thing, you know, it's just people that have considered it now not just something that they can appreciate as, well, this is the show that I like to go home in the evenings and watch. It's now part of their day. It's part of their persona. It's part of their wardrobe, you know. It feels that much more ramped up and proud. And I think that's a great thing to see because I don't see that slowing down, especially now in light of everything that's about to be, you know, handed to us within about the next month's time or so. I can only see that getting larger, and it's a great thing. You know, it's more than just the geek chic kind of thing that everybody likes to discuss. This is really a matter of this one particular fandom that says, you know, we've survived the test of you know, long delays in the program and, you know, and structural changes and changes of the guard and changes of casting and all these things. And we've got something now where there's somewhere along there, in 54 odd years, there's something that literally is for anyone. You know, mm-hmm. if you want it, whatever your flavor is, I'm guaranteed it has danced across that part of the menu at some point, and there's something for you to enjoy. So, yeah. So folks that wrote into us for their comments, Haley, why don't you give us our next little contribution here?
This one is from Jeremy Raddick. He says, "Congrats to one of my favorite Doctor Who podcasts on hitting a real milestone. Here's to 300 more timey-wimey adventures in space and time."
So, well, 300 more. Yeah, I guess
that's a lot, guys.
Well, all right. Well, that lends itself to a little bit of confession here. We try to maintain, you know, maybe it's our running joke of consummate professionalism. Things slip from time to time. Jay, what would you say would be your admittedly least professional moment working with GPR to date? I will say to date, because we're not done screwing things up.
Totally gonna top this at some point. I want to point at something that was more humorous than really embarrassing, but if I want to say like the least professional, truly, I would have to point the finger at our instant reaction to the episode of Sleep No More.
Yeah,
it was kind of a alcohol fueled sidestep there that we've apologized for, and I will do so again. But yeah, probably not our greatest moment.
We're not proud. Haley?
I mean, this is probably something that the listeners aren't aware of, but all of the Lost files You know,
like once a month. So guys,
yeah, I hope someone was recording both tracks. Yeah, there are a lot of moving parts to a podcast for those who have not delved into it or done any sort of audio editing. There's a lot of the margin of error is fairly wide, no matter how good the tools get, or how experienced your individuals may be. We will be the random number of monkeys on random number of typewriters. We will come up with a disaster plan sometime along the way. And it's not always technical, although we could blame a lot on errant recorders, software that decided not to go Bing.
SD cards crapping out.
Yeah, yeah, a long string of bad SD cards.
And across all three of us, it wasn't just one of us either. It was like all three of us.
Also, sometimes you forgot to hit the button. Like, these things happen.
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, the human element is one of the worst pieces of hardware involved in the process. So yeah, pushing the big red button remains an issue. And still to this day, there are points where we'll be 5 or 10 minutes into a conversation and I'll just have to glance over and say, okay, am I seeing waveforms?
Also, real quick, guys, is everybody recording?
Yeah, yeah. You never lose sight of the basics, kids. All right. Jay, we got another statement we can share?
So Nicole Adine wrote in to say, love you guys a lot. Glad I got to be a part of at least of one of the last 100. I can't wait until our worlds collide in real life. Maybe Regen or our troupe is hoping to perform there. You're the best Who podcast, in my opinion, hands down. Wishing you another 300 as you navigate your GPR TARDIS forward in time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's she's referring to her Whoprov NYC group that is getting busier and busier these days. So hopefully, at least along the East Coast, you may get a chance to see their improv troupe take their Whovian spin at a convention in the near future. So thank you, Nicole. And also thank you for being a guest with us as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, we allude to this all the time. Oh, we outright laugh at it a lot of the time, that this is a show, being a show about time travel and about time manipulation, there seem to be long stretches of time when there isn't a whole lot going on. So,
yeah.
What do you two personally think is the magic component of this particular program that allows us to continue to have something to discuss about it, either directly or tangentially, when there are months that go by when there may not be anything new handed to us to discuss?
There's so much of it. You know, the show's been going for 54 years. So, I mean, yeah, you can always do something like the classic rewatches like we're doing now, but you can also come up with like a discussion of themes that have developed over 54 years, or, you know, ways they've dealt with different issues throughout the run of the show, because the world has changed in 54 years. So
that's just
the
bit.
Show has changed with it. And that's just, it's not something you get from a lot of other programs because they don't have that depth to them.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Jay.
Yeah. And along with the sheer amount of content is the number of topics that it touches on. I mean, you can, like Haley said, you know, you can pick themes where it's just, you know, hey, let's talk about civil rights or something like that. And you can instantly pull a handful of episodes that touch on it or at least allude to it. You know, and it's done in such a way that there is plenty left to discuss of how it was played out, how it was written, different avenues that they could have taken. There's so many things that we can delve deeper into because there's so much minutia.
Mm, yeah. Oh well, and we thrive on the minutia. That's part of what being a geek is.
That's bread and butter for nerds. Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely. Well, one of our fellow nerds and my previous guests, Taylor of the Podcastica, wrote into us as well and said thanks for being insightful, funny, and kind enough to have me on. He wants to make sure that we have some hang time at the next Gallifrey One, and that's absolutely assured. Absolutely assured. So we will, we got a lot of folks that we need to catch up with, when the next convention opportunity rolls around. As far as looking ahead, we may joke, but there's no reason why we don't see another 300 episodes, down the road here. What would you say is on your personal podcasting bucket lists, to see happen with or to or about or involving GPR?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy, but like, interviewing Jodie Whittaker or something like that. Like,
yeah,
of course that would be amazing.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We've been hit on by John Barrowman. We've been invited to sit on the bed by Paul McGann. Yeah, got to interview Boba Fett. There's so many different things that we've already done that it's just, where can we go from here? And I want to sit down and I want to, you know, I want to talk to David Tennant. I want to pick Stephen Moffat's brain about some of, you know, my favorite episodes of the series and things like that. I want to meet so many more people that listen to the podcast. It's any chance we get to get out there and meet the listeners is absolutely want to do that. Mm.
I would say one of the things that I've personally enjoyed the most, something that we've had more and more opportunity to do over just the last couple of years, and some of it has grown out of our convention circuits, and some of it is just a matter of our own trying to be creative during the downtimes. And that's the games that we've been playing from moment to moment. Whether it's just a little short ones that we fit in the midst of an episode, or whether it's something where we've devoted the entire episode to playing out a game in full, or sometimes involving the listeners too. I love to have the opportunity to take some of the games that we've been polishing a little bit brighter over, you know, repeated use, and get more of our guests involved with them. I'd love to have some of our fellow podcasters, when we have them on, to be able to get them into playing another round of Family Who'd or Oh No Who Didn't, or any of the ones that really don't always involve being a master of the trivia so much as it is just having a good sense of humor, being able to think a little quickly on your feet, and just enjoying how goofy we can get over something that we all collectively love. Right. I want to see the games reach the next level, whatever that is. That's kind of on my list.
And also, Haley and I are still reigning champions of Doctor Who pub trivia. We're accepting challengers.
Okay. I don't know. There's some pretty fierce trivia teams out there right now. I know the Verity Squad has been killing it.
I would love to lose to any of them. I just want the chance to play.
True. Well, we've got another clip that we can share from some folks who can give us their thoughts on the 300 milestone.
All right.
Congrats to the Gallifrey Public Radio crew on reaching 300 episodes. This congratulations coming from your friends over at the All Things Good and Nerdy podcast. That includes me, Chris.
Me, Anthony. Congratulations. 300 episodes, 13 doctors. It's a lot to fit into a phone booth. And then Willie also has something to say.
And me, Willie D. Nelson. Not the actual one, but it's who I be. Congratulations. 300. Jeez, what are you going to do with all this birthday money you're going to be getting?
It's a lot of birthday money, isn't it?
A lot of birthdays.
Nevertheless,
can I get some of that back, please?
Yeah, send some to Willie. But hey, congratulations, guys, and here's to another 300 more episodes.
Yeah, Kier, where's so our cut of the birthday money?
Yeah, about that. There was a bit of an issue with my PayPal account, and I'll get it ironed out. But just give me a little bit of time. Yeah. Thank you to the entire All Things Good and Nerdy gentlemen for their comments as well. But we should take a point, particularly in the last year, we've had some great guests that have come to join us in studio. So we should make sure that we thank them for their involvement too. Let's see. Oh, this is a heck of a roster. Danica and Brandon from Dr. Hooch. So glad we got a chance to sit back and have some conversation and some drinks with them. So that was definitely a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chip and Alyssa from This Week in Time Travel. Loved having you guys on.
Yeah, always good to have them in. Will and John, both the gentlemen from Mutter Spiral, always welcome back in the studio anytime. They're a pleasure to have around.
Andy of Coal Hill AV Club.
Yes. Anytime he wants to write us some satire songs and some parodies, the guitar is always over in the corner. Yeah, Charles Martin from the Happiness Patrol. Yeah, always welcome.
And Graham of Reality Bomb. Yep. Loved having you on, man.
Yeah, definitely have to make sure that we have Joy in the studio as well in the near future. She's an absolute pleasure and a wealth of information.
Mm-hmm. We had Rachel of Hockey Feels.
Yes. Always good to get her voice in too. Great contributions to the classics, you know, right within her wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Jay, you had some friends.
Yeah, Lee and Susan Cummings of Tiny Rebel Games. Still excited for their new game coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Infinity is more than welcome on my smartphone as soon as it is available. Yeah. Deb, we just mentioned the Verity team, so Deb Stanish, it was always great having Deb in. We'd love to have Liz and everybody else in as well. Love to work our way across and have all the Verities with us at some point in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Drew from Doctor Who and Company.
Yes.
Has been on the show.
Yep. My bosses. Well, they weren't my bosses at the time, but they're my bosses now. To have Brian and Don Biggs of the Whovian Running Club that came in and started talking to us about the idea of fan philanthropy and fanthropy. So pleasure having them as well.
Right. And bringing the star power that we could never manage to do ourselves. We've got Dave Barsky, Chris Coker, Jeremy Raddick.
Yeah. And that will continue as well. We want to make sure that we have some added voices in on a regular basis, because it's always just great to get out of our heads for a little while every once in a while. But also just to arrange, if there are opportunities where on the topic of conversation, if we've got somebody, you know, we've got so many people that we're in contact with that can just add that little extra layer of knowledge to the conversation and that extra bit of insight. And we've been very, very fortunate to get to know them and for them to be absolutely gracious enough to come join us as well.
It's been a heck of a lot of fun. It really has.
Yeah. And last little contribution that we'll share with you from our friend and multiple time guest, Mike Solko, has been in to join us. Says, cheers to episode 300. Thank you for always finding the positive in things. Your show is like that sound the TARDIS makes. It brings hope wherever it's played.
Aww.
I don't know where exactly the vorp of optimism, but we try like hell. But yeah, so 300 episodes, 6 years, and still running. No slowing down. Still got a long calendar ahead of us of things. Because even aside from Series 11, which is right around the corner, we have a lot of things in betweens that we wanna discuss with everyone too, and with all of you listening. So keep the feedback coming. Keep the reviews coming. The comments. The statements. The suggestions for topics.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. It's always welcome.
We run into a lot of downtime between series, and so there's plenty of time to talk about topics and stuff, and eventually our brains get fried. So please, if there is something you want to hear us discuss, by all means, let us know, because it would be a welcome break to trying to come up with stuff on our own.
Yeah. Very true. So when we pick up our usual routine again and we reconvene for next week, what are we doing? I'm kind of losing track of this stuff.
We're coming back with the classic rewatch with Brain of Morbius.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, yes. We're getting into the real meat and potatoes of the Baker era now. Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah. Oh God. I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun.
You say so.
Okay, guys. I haven't watched it yet. So sure. If I'm supposed to be enthused. Well,
so excited.
I'm throwing small handfuls of confetti in the air as we speak.
Unfortunately, our schedules are incredibly busy over this this late summer period, and so we're going to have to wrap this one up rather quickly. But this has been episode 300 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, man, you'd think after 6 years I'd get tired of talking.
And this is Kier saying, it has been 6 years, it has been 300 episodes, but I cannot think of two other dorks that I would rather blather with. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And this is Haley saying, 300 episodes? Doesn't look an episode over 250.
We will see you guys next week.
And I'll see.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. We love getting feedback from listeners, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts with us. You can email us at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com, tell us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, or on Facebook at facebook.com/GallifreyPublicRadio. You can also leave us a voicemail for inclusion in future shows at 210-802-1477. That's 210-802-1GPR. You should also go to GunnaGeek.com and check out lots of other high-quality geek-centric shows, or visit forums.gunnageek.com to talk about anything geeky with us or the community.
It's like a special Casey Kasem dedication. Here's one going out to Cronus Rassilon. His son's looking for him out there. Dad, if you hear me.